Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good evening and welcome, America and beyond. I'm broadcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the cradle of liberty, Philly freedom, freedom's sake, if you will, putting America first, New World Order dead last. I normally don't timestamp this broadcast, but I do want to let you know that we are actually live tonight, meaning Labor Day, the weekend of Labor Day, the Sunday night program that we do. And so that's the, generally I don't try to box myself in and that I'm going to be making and faking and breaking the news for you, and it's got to be everything about that particular date or that particular time. Now, we are going to get into some things that are timely, and we're going to actually pick up kind of where we left off last week. And in some of my conversations with people throughout the week, there was some criticism that I think people believe that because Trump is talking our language, because he is pushing our agenda, which is America first, that we have to just blindly follow, faithfully follow, regardless of whether he's faltering, and he's a flawed character, which we know that. And I do believe that he's maybe our last best shot at saving the Republic. However, I think there has to come a time in all of our lives that we have to draw a line in the sand, and that we have to realize that morality matters, and that we have to realize that integrity matters. And we have to realize that character matters and trust matters. And when there's breaches of trust, and when there's less than, I would say, candor as it relates to truth-telling, because we are truth-seekers, the people that listen to a broadcast like this. So I pride myself on being a truth-seeker, a truth-teller, try to share with you everything that I know to the best of my ability as it relates to truth. And again, I would say that you should put everything to the test. So I'm thinking about, St. John McCain. if you're looking at the Church of the Pope, okay, maybe that'll work out for you. But thankfully, finally, there's seemingly some incredible research investigations going on as it relates to the Catholic Church. And I just wanted to say this, because I'm not here to proselytize. I'm not here to be a savior. I'm not here to be worshipped. I think all human beings are flawed. I think all human beings sin. We fall short. But most of us, the majority of us rational and reasonable and good-natured people, would never, ever think about molesting, violating young boys and young girls. But if you look at the numbers, the percentages, how high they are, the clergy, the priest, the priesthood, the dark robe guys in the Catholic Church, I'd like to see some mathematical numbers here, some algorithms, because I think it's going to be off the charts. I mean, the Pennsylvania investigation found that There was more than 300 priests involved. One parish, 5 priests alone that were child molesters, predators. And this parasitic, sinister nature, satanic nature. It's shocking. It really is. I mean, it's so disgusting, so revolting, so repugnant that the average person can't wrap their brain around this, because we would never have those kind of impure thoughts. I mean, it's such an anomaly, if you will, as it relates to the general society. Now, yes, there are sinister and sick acts, depraved acts, debauchery. We've talked about that before too, but nothing on this scale. I mean, this is just really heinous, really hellish. This is just the worst of the worst. And so I just shudder to think how this is all going to resolve itself. But I wanted to say that some people say, well, I'm a fallen away Catholic. I'm a fallen away, whatever. You can fall away from the corporate church. The church, the building, the institution has very little to do with your relationship with the Creator God, with the Spirit within. I mean, God's word can resonate with you in your conversations, your prayer, your meditation. The fact is that you can have your own little congregation of people that want to pray and want to communicate with the good Lord. So I don't think you need a corporate church. I don't think that you should feel that even if you've, because I left the Catholic Church as a teenager, and I talked about that in previous weeks, and that's on the podcast as well. But I'm not saying that you have to take such a radical, bold move. But when I realized the hypocrisy back then, not even realizing that we had serial predators and pedophiles and these child molesters, I had no idea. But there's a lot coming out in the news. You know, I'm really glad that it's finally getting addressed. And one pope after another just continue to cover it up. One cardinal, one bishop, you know, anyone that was running that particular parish, you know, these high priests, of darkness just said, well, we've got to protect the institution. Like when Penn State had their child molester. Well, and he did go after children, not just the football players. And Paterno kind of turned a blind eye to it. That's really kind of what you have with the Catholic Church. They're protecting the institution. I mean, look what happened with Urban Meyer. I mean, we're not talking about child molestation, but still spousal abuse and going on for many years. And it's all about the wins. And it's all about the big money in college sports. And now I'm not going to do a sports show. But speaking of a dirty business, politics is certainly a racket. We know that it's as dirty as it gets. And so you have this St. John McCain that's being lionized, that's being worshipped. Not only saluting his service in the military, his service as a so-called family man, his service as a politician. And I looked up a definition here because you keep hearing this term being bantied about the maverick. And essentially what the definition of a maverick is a person who shares, or shows, I should say, independence of thoughts, action, especially refusing to adhere to the policies of a group to which you belong. Well, John McCain never strayed from being a neocon, war hawk, warmonger, a globalist, an internationalist, an interventionist. Okay, so that remained consistent all the time. There was never a war that he didn't want us to be involved in, for whatever reason. Now, where he shifted, Shifty John, in his policies, was when he has, you know, a vendetta, you know, and when he had a grievance with someone like Donald Trump or with others, you know, when his adversary was George Bush at times. And so you have this definition that really does not, I think Donald Trump would be considered more of a maverick. Yes, he ran as a Republican. But he's very independent-minded. He's actually changing the complexion. I'm not talking about the color, but the actual fundamentals of building blocks of the Republican Party, the GOP. And so you have this party being remade in the image of Donald Trump, at really the image of many of us that have been fighting for America First, putting our interests first and foremost, and non-interventionist and less global. Intervention, and so and certainly thwarting the power elite and the New World Order, the globalist. But John McCain strayed to be not only a moderate as it related to other policies and platforms within the Republican Party, but he shifted to be this crusty curmudgeon. You know, he just wanted to be difficult. And of course he had payback. He was a vicious and vile guy. There's no question about that. Anyone that's going to be honest and tell you the language and the abusive nature of this man with his colleagues, with his staff, that he was notorious for this. And then, you know, he acts like he's this jovial, mucking it up and just having a good old joke fest and fun and frivolity with the media. But he liked that limelight. But no, he was no legitimate maverick. I'd say more of a turncoat and a traitor to the conservative Republican causes. That's the way I see it. That is my view. Neocon John. That's right. Not St. John, but the media is now saying he's St. John. Yeah, isn't that great? Isn't that just wonderful? So we're going to be taking a break here momentarily. And then when we come back, we're certainly going to pick up where we left off. And I'm so glad that you are with us. I'm noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used
to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, angioprim.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that could mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the
Do you want to lose weight but have no idea where to begin? The Fast Start Diet, a 3-day weight loss plan, is the answer. 3 days of nutritionally balanced, calorie-restricted meals delivered right to your door. No shopping, no measuring, and no cooking. Everything is prepared for you and ready to eat at home or on the go. The Fast Start Diet has all the amazing benefits of intermittent fasting without starving. We've helped thousands of people who have struggled to reach their weight loss goals. Isn't it time we helped you? With the Fast Start Diet, you'll lose weight and feel great.
Find us on Amazon or go to FastStartDiet.com and use promo code TALK to get $10 off your first box. As a special bonus, we'll include our number one rated Lipo 3 appetite suppressant spray free with your order. Whatever your diet plans are, start with us at FastStartDiet.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Oh.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. So glad you are with us. And there's so many different ways to listen. And I'm so glad that you are listening through whatever platform or portal. I want to thank WXME in the great state of Maine, Tom and Alan. I really appreciate the fact that you run us live. We've got some other shows, other stations that are coming up live next week. So we'll give them a shout out next week when we get started. Within a couple hours from now, it'll be KSLM in Salem, Oregon. We've got KCAA in Southern California in 4 hours. And K-Star Radio Network runs us different times throughout the week. But yeah, we are glad. And I'll just give you a little hint that we do have a station in Utah. We do have Red State Talk Radio in the digital zone that's going to start running us live. So we do appreciate that. And of course, TalkStream Live, we are all covered there. Whether it's TalkRight, TalkStream Live, Alt Media, the podcast, the streaming live, and also in replay. So there's lots of ways to tune in and listen. And we do want to thank the listeners in general, because if it wasn't for you guys, it wouldn't be possible. So we've got a whole lot of new commercials I'm hearing running. So a lot of interesting products, things that I certainly take a personal and professional interest in too. So you might want to check those out. Let's get back to St. John McCain. Now, there's an article that was foisted upon us from CNN, but a lot of the other media too, even the conservative side, so-called conservative side. They're saying that George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and even Bill Clinton are the consolers in chief. You know, here they are at John McCain's funeral and basically a worship service. And also, not only a worship service, but a griping service. Now, those of you that, and I'm one of them, that I believe that Trump can be sometimes a bit petty and a little bit vindictive and holds grudges and sometimes is the petty man in certain feuds. But if you look at this worship service for St. John, Johnny McShane, you see that there was this trend that was being proliferated that had to do with attacks on Trump. Now, you don't have to spell out the name. But these are internationalists, these are globalists, that their whole worldview and essentially their agendas and their master's agendas, those that you know have paid for those campaigns and those that helped bring Clinton and Bush and Obama along. Because you have to remember, it's sort of like professional wrestling. We have the white hats and the black hats and the good guy and the bad guy. And of course, a lot of it is scripted, and although very athletic in their performances, and they do take some bumps and bruises. But let me just say this: that in terms of scripting, essentially our politics have been that way until Trump, because you would have they would control the left and they would control the right, and then you also had the puppets in the media that they would play along and say, oh, we're on the right side, oh, we're on the left side. And we got an arrow to the left. We have an arrow to the right. But if you looked at the membership rosters of all the people in the State Department and in the Federal Reserve and various other agencies that are connected to this behemoth government, this mammoth government, you'll find that they come from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, that they have these global ties and loyalties and allegiances. And so when you see that, you realize that Trump was not a member. It was persona non grata at these type of organizations. And you'd be surprised that some of these so-called, quote-unquote, conservative commentators and pundits are also members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And they like being part of that group. And they enjoy having, you know, it's to me, it really was almost like when you have certain sporting events that are like the intra squabble or intra, what's that? Not intramural, but I can't think of the word. But it's like in house, they're really part of the same. It's like you have two factions, but they really are. They're like, it's like I guess a spring practice, like in football, where you have an A side and a B side, and they're playing each other. But eventually, they're going to come together because the common cause is, you know, these interventionist games, and being part of this globalist order, eventually a one world government. So I have to say that just because someone says conservative, now remember, Hannity and Rush and Levin and a lot of the big talkers were all behind Bush. They thought both Bushes were great. They liked Reagan better, but they still supported the Bushies, and they were behind John McCain when he ran, even though somewhat begrudgingly. And they were behind Romney. Some actually liked him a lot. Some of them were a little bit, well, because he's a Republican, because he's a better option, the lesser of two evils up against Barack Obama, they backed Romney. So when you see this, now let's just say there had been one of the other candidates. You know, let's just say it was Marco Rubio or it was Ted Cruz, even though Ted Cruz is considerably independent. And we're going to get to this odd relationship, the odd couple of Cruz and Trump, and how they're actually working together. And I think that as bitter as they were as rivals, political rivals, for them to come together and support each other is pretty remarkable, actually. And I'm surprised that Trump wasn't able to work his magic to some degree with McCain, so it wouldn't have been as vicious and vile in terms of their disagreements and in terms of their confrontations. But people act like it's just Trump. I mean, yeah, it is true that Trump, you know, I disagree with him saying that, you know, I don't consider him a hero because he got captured. Well, there's a lot of American heroes that were captured in war. I mean, it just, they've become prisoners of war. They've become MIAs that, you know, it's just part of war, which Trump, you know, what he had a bone spur or something in his foot and got his deferments. But then again, Bill Clinton got his deferments, and then George W. Bush, not Senior Bush, but W. Bush, he was MIA when it came to being part of the Texas Air Guard, National Guard, and many times they said, "Well, we think he signed in, we don't even know." So, so he basically essentially got a deferment, if you will. But there have been former presidents that have served nobly and honorably. And so it both on the left and the right, you know, so that's something that needs to be taken into account. But I think of John McCain more as a turncoat in terms of politics, philosophy, ideology, principles, and not as a maverick. And so I do use turncoat and or traitor. And there are many that believe that he was a Manchurian candidate, and that he was here to disrupt the America First, you know, constitutional republic agenda. And in many ways he did. I mean, there was never a global conflict or war that he didn't think we should intervene, that we shouldn't be involved in. And to me, that is hypocritical, it's heinous, it's just godforsaken. I just don't understand that. I know we're coming up here on the bottom of the hour break. So much more to get to. I'm glad you're with us tonight, and we'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made with chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. It's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right. All the broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Well, welcome back, Tom Donahue. That is correct. And I'm a truth seeker, a liberty lover, a freedom fighter, and broadcasting from the cradle of liberty. So glad to be with you. And I want to get to this celebration of holidays, man-made, manufactured, not as relevant, not as urgent, not as... Well, I'm just not a big holiday person as it relates to many of them because they have become so commercialized and so generalized. And now Labor Day, hey, I have no problem with families getting together before the kids go back to school. Some of them are already back to school. Sharing that family time and quality time. But how many people really celebrate labor? it is kind of hilarious. I mean, one of the articles I posted at TalkStream Live, because I am the news editor there and among other hats that I wear, this article came from The Hill, and it says, Trump hails unions and touts trade moves in Labor Day message. Now, Trump does appeal to a lot of the lunch pail, blue collar, even though he's a billionaire. It's interesting. He's like kind of like the blue collar billionaire in a way, which is oxymoronic, but nevertheless, or counterintuitive. But the point is that we do have a booming economy, and a lot of people are even at the lower ends are starting to gain some traction. There's a lot of optimism, and it may not be enough to save or salvage his presidency, but nevertheless. he's made some great moves. You know, I'm going to put together a list. I mean, I'm not going to compare my list to the Hanna-Barr. He puts that list together, and then he has his fireside nighttime chats with the president. But nevertheless, I'm thinking about this as a holiday, and I said, I'm going to go live. There are other holidays, whether you believe in them or not, that really are more important as it relates to our history, relates to our culture, relates to our spirituality. But again, I have no problem with taking a little extra time being with family, friends, but nobody in their right minds are actually celebrating labor, except maybe labor unions. But I don't know. I want to think. I'm thinking about, you know, MAGA or MAGA, Make America Great Again. And I challenged that early on, and people are going to say, well, that's not patriotic. No, because I have always felt that America was great. Could it be greater? Absolutely. So I think that, and again, I know that people like acronyms, and they like certain, you know, ways of saying things that kind of rhyme. And hey, you know, I alliterate when I speak, and I enjoy that. But the point is that Reagan used, if not that exact term, something very similar. And that's a fact, and you can look it up. But Trump, I really believe, I think people would have been, I don't know, he won people over with Make America Great Again. But I always felt that America was great. And I always felt that there was areas that we could become even greater. And that's what I'm striving for. So I don't, even in our dire days or darkest days, with whether it be the Clintons, the Obamas, you know, even the Bushes, I never really thought of America not being great. You know, we're all, look, what other country do people flock to? Yes, Canada, maybe to some extent, maybe Australia, maybe. I mean, there are some European countries, but I mean, overall, you know, we are the beacon, that lights the lantern of freedom and liberty. I mean, we really are. And we are a great nation, and we have our challenges, and we've had our setbacks, and thankfully Trump's going in there, you know, with an axe and with a machete, and he's just chopping away at all these executive orders. I mean, and also creating his own executive orders to rescind the Obama mandates, and restoring our country to greatness or to be even greater. But so when Meghan McCain, and again, she's a grieving daughter, and if she says stuff, that state of mind and emotional state, you know, I can be forgiving there. But the other political snakes that wanted to use the eulogy, wanted to use, they knew they were going to get a lot of media attention and coverage, and so they decided to put as many jabs into Trump as possible during a eulogy. The things that they accused Trump of doing in terms of tweeting and attacking people and tearing things down, they're using the eulogy of St. John McCain to attack Trump. Now, one of the things that I thought was kind of interesting was Palin, former Governor Palin, was not invited to the funeral or to any of the services. And Steve Schmidt and that thin-lipped girl, whatever her name is, that despises Trump, I forget her name. She does a little talk show on MSNBC. But anyway, those two that were like, you know, the top advisors to Trump. Well, they would never be an advisor to Trump. But to John McCain when he ran for president, they were not invited. So he had this everything mapped out. You know, who he wanted to invite. I mean, can you imagine having, like, asking Obama and Bush to be the prominent voices at your eulogy? I mean, really? So how is this a maverick if he was, for the most part, except for some political feuding, you know, because there is an in-house competition, intramural, that was the word I was looking for earlier. Yeah, intramural competition, because they're all, it's really one party. In essence, I mean, now the Republican Party is becoming more distinctive because of Trump. Other than that, they really almost blended, you know, except one would be a little more conservative, one would be a little more liberal. But now that has changed for the better. So we have this situation where that they want to just keep focusing on that he was an independent-minded, maverick kind of guy. And we now realize that, no, he was always a warmonger. He was always an interventionist. He was always someone that believed in globalist world order agenda. And where he deviated, sometimes because of vendettas that he had with Trump, sometimes because he just liked to be difficult and he wanted the media attention. Most of it was not a principled opposition. Most of it was his little petty feuds. So you have these people that are accusing Trump, and justifiably so, but hypocritical, because they're using major platforms like this that are supposed to be spiritual in nature and taking political jabs at the President of the United States. Isn't that just lovely? Isn't that quite wonderful? You know, I think I'm going to bring back, there was something I used to do during my streaming days a few years back. And I call it the Hall of Famers and the Hall of Shamers. Now, the rules of this, and you can also make recommendations, is that it could be just for that week. You know, you can earn your way in and out of both the Hall of Fame and Hall of Shame. Now, there are certain people that I would put permanently in the Hall of Shame. And some of those will get announced. And yes, I will take recommendations, but I will be the sole decider because it's my show. Okay, you know. But I use the word we a lot because I really do believe that with your participation, your involvement, your listenership, most importantly, that's why I use the term we. Even though I don't have, I have a technical producer. Thanks, Greg. You do a great job. But I don't have like a producer like in house that. Like when you, if you read any of the stories about how Hannity puts together his TV show and his radio show, he's got multiple producers, and he's got, and Laura Ingraham, same thing. And so they have a lot of people catering to them. Well, with me, it's, you know, I'm the cook, the bottle washer, you know, the window cleaner. You know, I do a little bit of everything, and that's okay because I kind of like it that way. You know, I like getting down and dirty. And because when you're dealing with the political cesspool, that's exactly what you have to do, is get down and get dirty. Okay, right back. Hold tight, Tom Donahue. More to come.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, you need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to bestwater123.com. It's bestwater123.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back. On Labor Day night, like I said, I normally don't time stamp or date stamp this show, but because we are live and so few shows decided to go live, and you know, I'm doing a weekly show, so why would I give up that week to participate and to share with you? And I really feel an obligation, but it's a voluntary obligation. I believe in the voluntary nature of most things, and rather than being constrained and to be controlled. And speaking of that, we will be doing Hall of Famers and Hall of Shamers, and I'm probably going to wait till next week to officially. But I was talking about deep state, and so many have as well. But I also came up with rogue state, because there, within the White House, within his cabinet, there is a rogue state that they're creating their own agendas and contradicting the president. And I think that the president needs to rein in the rogue state within the White House and the executive branch. And of course, I think he can do more to fight the deep state. And then we have the ruling class, which is the power elite, the New World Order, the Council on Foreign Relations types that John McCain was part of. John McCain was a globalist and internationalist. And here's a great article that you might want to check out at Breitbart. It was published, I believe, today. But you can always find it if you listen to this show later in the week or through the podcast. It's called it's entitled "The McCain Funeral Marked the End of an Era for the Globalist War Party." The McCain funeral marked the end of an era for the Globalist War Party, and that's just so true. So he was consistently an internationalist, a globalist, not a maverick. And there were many in that party. And there were many talk show hosts that now are pretending they got their fake America First hats on, if you will. And they were interventionists and globalists, and they didn't challenge the two Bushies. And, they would only challenge interventionism if it was a Democrat, but not the Bushies. And even Reagan, to some degree, was an interventionist because Bush was there, pulling the strings, if you will, Papa Bush, because he was a member of Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, and also Skull and Bones. So So, yes, I do believe in making America greater. And I've always felt that way. So Meghan McCain was talking about, she always felt, and even Wolfie Blitzer said that, you know, I always thought that America was great. And, I don't know if he really ever thought that at all. The Wolf Man. He looks like a Wolf Man, doesn't he? Yeah. But anyway, so Wolfie Blitzer had made his comments known too. And then, which I failed to mention last week, because this is something that should be mentioned a lot, and often and always, is that the Governor Cuomo said that America was never great. And yeah, that's what he said. And then he tried to clarify it. No, there's nothing to clarify. You said America was never great. What a piece of crap. Cuomo crap. I'm almost speechless when I think of how to respond to that. But I think I will respond to that. You're just a piece of garbage, okay? And I'm glad that the truth be told, and I'm glad that the truth, actually for a change, yeah, for an isolated moment, you told the truth. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, and now we know what you're all about, Governor Cuomo. But I really do believe that there are certain people in America. That now with that, now, especially the progressive extreme left, absolutely believe that America never was great. And for any mistakes, now it's almost like you look at the Confederate statues and even the founding fathers. If the progressive radical left had its way, that anything relating to a former office holder, founding father, framer, that was white, which of course they were. Just that alone is enough to, penalize them and to punish them and to have any removal from history. And it's not, I wouldn't have a problem with the monuments, with the statues, with, if they want to in any way propose that something else could be added. Or maybe there's a challenge to it, but it's in a plaque. But you can't remove history. You can't deny history. You can't erase history. And they're the ones that always say that they have concerns about revisionist history. Well, that's what you're doing. And so it's very disturbing, deeply disturbing. Now, there's on the other hand, you've got these people that became born again America firsters, born again Trumpsters, that was not their original choice and was not their original agenda, because you can go back and listen to shows and writings from many of these big talkers and conservative pundits. And they were happy with the Bushes and the Romneys and even the McCains to some extent. So my feeling is that I do not give unconditional support to Donald Trump. I support the agenda. I support the majority of the things that he proposes. I don't support his style. I don't support, his antics. And I don't support the fact that there are times that he's less than honest. I mean, he's disingenuous. He has this ever-evolving truth. And the truth is a truth. It doesn't evolve. And the other thing that is a telltale sign, when your best friends, colleagues, people that have worked with you over the years are turning, are flipping very easily, why weren't you cultivating those relations? Why weren't you assuring them that no matter what happens because of the political witch hunts, that he's responsible for, because we talked about that with, appointing Sessions and allowing the recusal and firing Comey the way he did rather than the first day and allowing for the special counsel to come into existence, and we can go on and on. But the problem here is that so many want to just defend, they want to excuse and enable the president. And so the president did not give assurances in terms of pardons or protections. And so they're all flipping. They're all there. And how does Amorosa, this lowlife, have all these tapes? And they said she taped from her phone. I thought private phones were supposed to be put away. I thought there were some security measures within the White House. What happened? You know, it's just unbelievable. I did misspeak last week, although I almost see the FBI and Department of Justice one and of the same. But Comey was assistant attorney general. Matter of fact, he was acting for a very brief time, so he wasn't Mueller's direct assistant. I said that he worked under Mueller. He did not, but they worked together. You know, with him being in the FBI, and with him being in the attorney general's office, Department of Justice. So, he worked. Under the legal aspects of things. So anyway, it's just sometimes when you're doing a talk show and you're trying to recall things and you're trying to go back in memory, it can be sometimes a little bit confusing. So I try to always clarify if there is even if it's a slight mistake. Okay. But I'm not going to be a foot soldier who just follows and falls into place. So I've been saying all along that it's almost as though we can now excuse the immorality and the disingenuous nature of Trump because the agenda, the tax cuts, whatever, are so important. I think that he needs to be called to task, but we also need to protect the agenda, which means we have to protect the president to some extent. But you just can't wash away, some of his past misdeeds and some of his current, inexplicable actions and behaviors. I mean, I don't know if whether we're dealing with a 70-year-old or a 7-year-old. That's the sorry state of affairs at times. But yeah, we gotta try to protect the mission, the message, the agenda, the best we can. And Trump is our main spokesman at the time. So he is the president of the United States, and that's the way it goes. So. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. TalkStreamLive.com, TomDonahueReports.com, a ways and that you can stay in touch and keep up with what we're doing here. Have a great week.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.